Hello, this is checking the diary for Wednesday, June 3rd. Spoken by Mistress Elswith, goddess of spoken word and empress of emotions, devoted follower of effective systems and productivity management. Some of you will get that joke, and others will think I've lost my mind. semi-quick update, hopefully. There is going to be a new shared daydream. It's almost done. It's done being recorded. It's just going through the editing. It's a lot of fun. It's for a mirrored room. I think you'll like it. I incorporated some of the ideas that I received from the Patreon poll. I'm curious to see how those work, and as always, I know my happy guinea pigs will give me feedback. That one is going to be, mostly because I want feedback, that one is going to be early access. It will be on the Patreon page, and then in 2 weeks, it will go out to everybody else. Thanks also for the feedback on the music. You're going to notice with the shared daydream that the music's going to shift again. There's always going to be a different changes and such in it because I think it's fun. And I think certain music matches certain files. Speaking of, there are two other files that will be released very soon. The one is an anchoring file for a relaxation technique. It's short and sweet, but it's very useful. It's also something worthwhile to have other people listen to, or just teach them the method. You can do it. It's very easy. It might even seem a little cheesy to someone who isn't familiar with hypnosis or hypnotherapy, but it works and it's fantastic. And a lot of us are going through a time of transition. I know in the US there's a lot happening there. Rioting got added on top of pandemic life. And, you know, here in the UK, well, in my area of the UK, you know, we're just slowly starting to think about coming out of lockdown. I know in England there's a lot more stress, as some are very excited about the doors being thrown open wide and others are unhappy. So anything, any tools that you can use to remind your body, your emotions, that we are going through a lot, but you know, we can still take that break and still take that pause, that moment of collecting yourself to feel better. And that was my phone, by the way. I'm not editing this. Then, the other one is a meditation. It's called Meditating on the Mountain. I think it's partly because maybe I'm homesick. I grew up in the mountains, rolling hills type of mountains. I've also lived out near the Rocky Mountains, which are gorgeous. My adopted hometown in Italy has amazing mountains, and where I live now is completely flat. So flat that after like 6 months of living here, I decided to go on a hike. And you know, I walk a lot and I do other exercise, you know, I keep moving and so on, but I really just don't go straight up hills, and in this case, a mountain. I don't know who thought that was gonna be like some scenic trail. I don't know who designed this trail to just go literally straight up, but oh my God, it kicked my butt. And there were cows. I never had a fear of cows until I moved to the UK and I started seeing the stories in the paper about people who are on hikes and get killed by cows. I think it's because here you have a lot of public access trails that cross farmers' fields that have critters in them. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The meditation will be calming. There are no killer cows in it. It reminds me a lot of a lake meditation too, and I'll probably record that one at some point because I use that one quite a bit. The gist of it being deep lake, a lot of things happen on the surface of the lake. There's rain, there's ice, there's boats, there's ducks, stuff, right? But underneath, it's still. It doesn't change. If the lake is frozen, underneath, still the same. If the surface of it is getting a howling thunderstorm going across, underneath, still the same. So it's the same-ish thing. It's just deep water versus strong mountain. I think that's it. The other thing being, I'm going to put a shift on the whole systems management. I'm going to put a shift on answering things. I'm finding it very challenging to use email because I really just don't like typing on my phone. I don't mind email. I just like how quick it can be to answer people in Patreon or on Kick. So even if you send me an email, like a check-in email, and it's what you ate that day, or it's a project you finished, or a paper you managed to write, or whatever else on that kind of accountability, or if it's in regards to chastity, or your practice, or you earned yourself some CORNERTHYME. Is that clever enough to get around saying the phrase? If you've earned yourself a little bit of that and you're confessing to it, if you send me an email, I'll probably reply one of the other ways. I like the back and forth conversation. I'm also really okay if you want to skip email and get to me that way, or if it's regarding a personal file, if you want to just send the document to me, send me a link to Google Drive or whatnot, that's perfectly fine. We can use that. I am working on personal files. Some of you have sent me information, other ones have told me to continue on with what we did from last month. That is my goal, to have the personal files done by about the 10th of the month. That wiggles a little bit just depending on what's happening here. My street lately looks a bit like the American Deep South. There's a lot of people getting together in their front gardens. A lot. So I'm working around that, you know, city life and noise. So, but that is my goal, and I should actually be zeroing out my inbox soon, so I will be getting back to everybody. I'm just hoping instead of longer emails, I wouldn't mind having a little bit more back and forth dialogue through messaging. I think that's, I think it's a little bit more fun, isn't it? You get to know each other better. So that's it, and I will see you all on Friday.